My little brother believes anything we tell him. I hope I never disappoint his trust in me.
Sometimes people will disappoint you, but there's one person who will never let you down. Hi, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad you joined me. My name is Zach. It's important to tell little kids the truth because they'll believe almost anything, even if it's silly or ridiculous. But as you grow up, you'll find out some people will lie to you, and even people you trust will disappoint you. But there's one person who will never do that, Jesus. You can always trust him to do what's best for you, even if you don't understand what he's doing. And he'll always be with you during hard times of life. Just listen to Psalm 37:3. Depend on the Lord, trust in him, and he will help you. Our story today is called Someone to Trust. "Look, Daddy," exclaimed 4-year-old Beck as he peered out the airplane window. "Look, there's snow down there." Beck's older brother Micah laughed. "That's not snow. Those are clouds. They just look like snow." Dad smiled and nodded. "They look solid, don't they? Like you could walk right on them." "Yes, but they wouldn't hold you up," Micah replied. "If you stepped out on one of those clouds, it would be a giant step down to earth." "Maybe the clouds are made of snow," Beck said. Micah shook his head. "No, clouds are just water vapor," he said in his best big brother tone. "I learned that in science class. They can't hold anything up."
"Oh," murmured Beck. Then he had another question. "Why does the plane stay up in the air?"
"The plane is built just right for flying," said Dad, "and the pilot goes to school to learn how to make it stay up." Beck seemed satisfied with that explanation and turned back toward the window. Micah watched his little brother for a moment. "You know what, Dad?" he asked quietly. "Beck believes everything we tell him."
"That's because he trusts us to tell him the truth," said Dad. "It's too bad, but as we grow older, we find there are some people we can't trust. Many people are trustworthy, but even people we trust may sometimes disappoint us."
Micah looked out at the clouds moving past the plane. "Last week, Pastor Carter said there was someone who would never fail us. He was talking about God."
Dad nodded. "God has proven himself to be trustworthy by keeping every promise he has ever made.
Like how he promised to send a Savior, and he sent Jesus to die for our sins," Micah added.
"Exactly," Dad said. "He's as solid as a rock and completely trustworthy. Notice how I'm the first person Beck asks when he has a question? Since God is our Father, he wants us to seek his wisdom before anything else."
"Daddy, what's that?" Beck pointed at something else outside the window, and Dad and Micah exchanged smiles.
"Well, how about you? Who are some trustworthy people in your life? People you go to with questions and trust to tell you the truth. People like that are a blessing from God. But even those we trust can sometimes disappoint us. But God is always trustworthy. He always tells us the truth and keeps his promises. His truth and promises are in the Bible, and that's where we can go to seek his wisdom and guidance. So trust him to help you and guide you." Our key verse is Psalm 7:1.
"O Lord, my God, in you I put my trust."
And our key thought for today, God is trustworthy. When you support Keys for Kids, you're supporting the gospel in the Middle East through our storytellers. When you support Keys for Kids, you're supporting public school kids hearing the word of God. And when you support Keys for Kids, you're supporting families growing closer to God through our devotions and radio. Learn more about Keys for Kids during our week of giving at keysforkids.net/week of giving. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.